Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
I'm Rhiannon Leo Jameson from the Northeast Millerton Library, and I'm here with...
I'm Margaret Hask. I'm director of the Cornwall Library in Cornwall, Connecticut.
And this week we were asked to talk about funding for the library. I'm Association Library.
You are? Okay, and I am too. Okay,
good. Oh, good.
So what are your... how do you raise your money? What are your processes?
Well, actually, that's kind of a very timely topic at the moment for us. We had for the New York State people, the law is called the Fort 14 Law, where it allows libraries like ours to go up on a ballot. And we did that in late 2000s, and it passed, and it was amazing. I was not here for it, but we are still very grateful. And that covers, about half of our budget now. But at the time, it covered the entirety of our budget.
Yeah. I know the budgets have gone up a lot.
We're on the ballot again this year, so I'm going to be, there's certain things I can't say, so I'm just going to be gentle about it, I guess, I should say. I can't say it because I'm a library employee, and we have to be careful how we talk about it.
Right. So you get that amount of money, and that's automatic? You just get it from the state?
Yep. It's collected with the Town of Northeast taxes. So if you're a taxpayer in the Town of Northeast, you put a little towards the library every year. And starting in 2019, the town voluntarily increased that amount up to $50,000, which we reached that, I want to say, in 2002, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we are on the ballot to secure that funding with another 414 vote.
Wow. Well, good luck. I hope you get
that. Yeah, it's exciting. It's the first time for me ever going through this process, so it's been very interesting.
I bet it's very complicated. Yeah. So what do you do for the rest, for the balance of your budget?
We fundraise. We're a fine-free library, so we don't collect any money for, you know, overdue books and things like that. And we've very luckily every year make our budgets. Our budget is around $240,000 a year, give or take any projects and different things like that. So it's been very generous community members that have kept us going.
That's fantastic. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
And how about yourself? How about your library?
Well, so our budget is a little bit more than that. Our budget last year was, let me look at this now, about $288,000. And the town grants us each year a certain amount of money. We put in a request, and they generally, I think every year since I've been director of the library, they've granted our request. A request fully. So they generally, in the last few years, they've given us about 20% of our operating budget. And then we do have an endowment, and a couple of years ago, the board decided that we would make a regular draw from the endowment to support operations. So that's another 16%. So that's about 36% of our budget is you know, we can sort of count on, like that just comes to us. But that means we have to raise everything else.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money. You know, we're a small town. We're only like 1,400 people. So to raise that amount of money is something of a challenge. So we do an annual appeal, and that's just simply a, you know, a request. We just ask people to support the library. And then we do a couple of major fundraisers, and that's they've been very successful lately. We've been very, very lucky with it. Our board works very hard on those. But the fundraising is tricky because, as you probably know, as a 501c3 organization, we can only fundraise a certain number of days a year. We can't have constant fundraisers going on.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to anyway because that would impact the operations of the library too much. So
absolutely.
We have a few major fundraisers, and then we don't have other income coming in really. We do charge for copies. We're fine free, of course. I think most people are now, and occasionally we run out our community room for, you know, a nominal fee. But mostly it is, like you, the generosity of the people in the town that support the library.
our population is a little bit bigger than yours. We're because we serve the village and the town. So we serve the village of Millerton and the town northeast. So with the town northeast population, it's a little under 3,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's not a big place. That's not a lot
no.
of people that kind of money. Yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing that all these small towns can support and have these vibrant libraries.
it's amazing what the people do for the libraries. But, you know, and we do try to respond. We do a lot of programming. We try to bring in a lot of interesting things. We really build our collection constantly. We're very careful about, you know, purchasing a lot of books and responding to what people want, you know, like there's the Freda McFadden set of books, you know, those mm-hmm. little mysteries. That,
oh, gosh, yeah.
they are so, I have people coming in all the time asking me, what do you have, what do you have? And I have two more new ones to put out. And that's somebody who was completely under my radar until somebody came in and asked about it. And now I think we have maybe eight of her mysteries, mm-hmm. you know. So we do respond. And I think the public does appreciate that we... You know, we're really always trying hard to make the library better for them.
Yeah, it's definitely with the last couple of years with COVID and, you know, the increase in prices and of things, mm-hmm. it's been very interesting and getting very creative with how, A, we save money and, B, we purchase items.
right, yes, yeah. So do you have a book sale at the Millerton Library?
Do. It mainly runs during the summer, but we mm-hmm. have a small shelf in our entryway that just is up all the time.
Yeah, yeah. We do also have some paperbacks that are donated that we just, I think mm-hmm. they're $3-4, something like that. But then we do have on Memorial Day, we have a big book sale, and that's, you know, that's a fairly significant fundraiser for us.
Yeah. It's always funny. One of our biggest fundraisers, which we're not having this year because we're on the ballot, we're a polling place. Our annex is the only polling place for our community. And so we've been having this bake sale for years because the library proper used to be the polling place before we bought the annex. And long before I was here, someone would always have a little table of baked goods selling so you can mm-hmm. come and vote and do your civic duty and then reward yourself with a cookie.
Very nice, yeah.
It's like, I feel so bad that we're not having it this year. We've only not had it maybe a handful of times since I've been here. So it's like, not this year, but, you know, it'll be back. Don't worry.
yeah, you'll get it back. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a nice thing to do.
Yeah, and it's a strangely very good fundraiser for the library because who doesn't like a cookie?
right. After you've done your civic duty. Yeah.
Do you have any programs coming up that you wanted to talk about?
Well, we have a lot of things coming up. We do seasonal things, and what we've been doing for the last couple of years for Thanksgiving is having a pumpkin carving contest, which is a lot of fun. So we have some, you know, children's efforts, and then we have some adult efforts, which are really incredible. And so we have that event on Halloween night in conjunction with the things the town does. And that's really fun, and they're just amazing carvings that people do. And then for Thanksgiving, we have started having a fun run, you know, we call it the Turkey Trot. And just
cool.
a little run around the village. The library is located in a sort of out-of-the-way part of Cornwall, so we have mm-hmm. Roads that we can kind of close off. And so the kids do one little loop, and the adults do another loop. And so that's fun. And then we do for winter, we do a gingerbread house competition again. Which also, you know, once again, you have the kids' efforts, which are adorable, and then you have these incredibly skilled adult efforts, which are just amazing to look at. So, yeah. What about you? What do you have coming up?
Well, we have two open houses scheduled. That way, if anyone wants to discover what the library has to offer, he's like, why is the library on the ballot? They can come by, and we'll have volunteers who can talk about this a little bit more than library staff can, so we can really answer your questions. That's going to be on October 26th from 5 o'clock to 6:30, and October 26th from 11 a.m. to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fun. We'll have library, you know, if our regular library patrons come in, we have fun library, you know, stickers and other things to hand out so you can show your support of the library. But it'll be
like fun. Yeah,
and
good.
We're partnering with the Irondale Schoolhouse on October 31st, Halloween, and we're going to have the Festival of Frights again, which is just so much fun.
And what does the library do for that?
We organize the trunk or treat that will be
in,
we call it Rebel Plaza, but it's right where Harney's Tea and Golden Walk
mm-hmm,
is.
Mm-hmm.
And we park right against the rail trail, so you can walk on the rail trail and trick or treat to all the different cars. And then you head across the street to where the Irondale Schoolhouse is, and you get to go through the haunted schoolhouse.
Oh, wow.
They do
nice.
An amazing job. And there'll be free food, and there's always more people who show up to him, come and participate than what I remember or know about. So it's always a great time.
It sounds perfect. It sounds great. A nice sort of small town kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Super wonderful.
We had about 200 people last year.
Wow. That's a good turnout.
It was great. We had to use the count of hot dogs, how many hot dogs we gave away.
Right, yes.
Yeah. So that was it was a really good time. We only have a minute left. Is there anything that you wanted to say before we wrap up for the day?
I think one of the topics that we've been asked to address was if we have any challenges from the public for any sort of library issues, and I have to say that we haven't really had any serious challenges at the Cornwall Library, but the state has prepared us. They asked us to prepare a book collection policy and a policy for challenges, and so I think all the libraries in the state did that. So I feel that with the help of the state, we're sort of prepared. If somebody does question something, we have a policy we can go through and address their concerns.
Yeah, we're in the same boat in that. We've been very fortunate that we have not had any complaints about our collection in that way or about our fundraising or funding for the library. Certainly have seen it in not so far away libraries, but I like to think that our community knows that we trust that they are able to make decisions for their own families.
If they need help making
that, we're here. We can tell you about a book so you feel comfortable checking out what you're checking out for your children. But we also know that we can't make those decisions for other people.
Right, and the children's parents are in charge of their books. We're not in charge of their books. So that's another part of our policy. It's we don't make decisions for other people. So it sounds like you have a lot coming up. It sounds like fun.
It sounds like you have a lot of great things going on, too.
You too. Okay. Well, it's fun talking to you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.